I'm really proud of Chilu for helping put together the Lusaka Radio Summit. While he was there, he sat down with two gentlemen, both in their 30s, making a huge impact in Zambia's media industry. Kenny Tonga is the CEO of Power FM Zambia. Costa Mwanza is CEO of Diamond TV, which has been on air for just over a year. Both started out as presenters and have gone on to build brands from scratch and employ a number of people. This is Kenny Tonga and Costa Mwanza Unlocked.
That was a priceless radio moment, eh? Ladies and gentlemen, where normal transmission has resumed after that technical hiccup. At this time, quick question. How many people would like to own a radio station? Yeah. I dream of it too, eh? But even dreams need facts. And so this next segment of the presentations this afternoon is actually a panel discussion in which we'll get to hear the facts that relate to actually owning a station. And the panel moderator is none other than Chilu Lemba.
Ha ha ha. Thank you, Kamiza. Stellar job. A big hand for Kamiza. A big hand for the big man. I'd like to invite onto the stage Costa Mwanza, Diamond TV, Kenny Tonga, Power FM, The Desire, Celebrity, the judge who's made careers and broken careers, and with the long dreadlocks, Girls Go Wild. There's a marketing manager, true story, now you can take a seat, marketing manager for a company that we're doing work for, who confided in us and says, back in the day, Kenny Tonga Desire would come on radio and she'd be like, that's probably why she's advertising with you right now. Let me tell you, it's not about your station. Okay, this is going to be quick, and I'll explain why it'll be quick, because we respect your time, obviously, and we still have a few conversations coming. But normally what happens, inside secret with the Radio Summit, is that when we're running late, I forfeit my presentation because I don't prepare. So like, no, let's just carry on and skip mine. But we couldn't do it this year because obviously it's a panel discussion. So we have some two gentlemen who have amazing stories about how they've created institutions that we love and look up to. So it's an honor to have you guys here. And it's weird for me because, Costa, you're always the one asking the hard questions. You know what I mean? And you're the one who's like, I feel like I should be singing now. Can he, the judge, you know, up here with his... yeah, anyway. So let's start with you, Kenny. Kenny, we worked together at Radio Phoenix for a brief time, and then I went to Joburg, came back. You were involved in starting up a station. You were involved in Hot FM at the time. I think you were involved in that situation. And then from there, is that mic giving you a problem? I'll come sit next to you. Like, hey, screw this. Just in case, yeah. No, but I'll still sit next to you.
Okay, cool.
So at the time, you were involved with Hot FM briefly, and then I heard, no, Kenny's gone to the Copper Belt. The two radio stations they is involved in. Now there's a station in Lusaka. Now there's a station in Kawe. What's going on with you, man? You're like, yeah.
First things first, it's my first time at the Radio Summit.
Virgin things.
I feel very honored to be here. And it's very nice to sit in an environment where there's radio people who love what I love. And I'm very excited to be here. Basically, I'm all over the place because I think I'll describe myself as a person who's very ambitious. I always want to grow, and we've set up radio brands that, for example, Chilu mentioned that I went to the Copper Belt in Kitwe. We set up a radio station called YRFM, and as soon as I felt it was stable, I thought it was a time for me to grow. So I moved on to Lusaka, and obviously in Lusaka. I'll tell you if you didn't hear it. When we came and we started setting up Power FM, we heard stories that the people were saying we're going to be a four-month project because Lusaka is too congested. We won't be seen and all of that. But we still came into Lusaka, and I think we're among the most visible stations. Depending on how you call success, I think it's one of the success story of my life. Basically, I'm passionate about young people, and I'm passionate about growth. So that's really where I am.
Okay, now, there's a twist, actually, to your station, because you decided that you're going to have a youth station. You're going to answer that, but also want to find out, so I'm coming back to you, so think about that. Costa, How have you positioned Diamond TV to be unique and different? What was your thinking in terms of presenting your brand to the Zambian public? What's your angle?
Thank you and good afternoon to everybody. It's interesting that we're discussing TV within a radio summit, but there's so much interconnection with the, what the previous presenters have been talking about. For us in TV, I think it's a new era, especially after digital migration. It calls for more content, so more FTA platforms on many carriers. What you realize now is that the competition is more about content. So content is king, and everybody needs to be more unique and more specific in terms of what the audience demand and what the audience is really looking out for. As Diamond TV, ours is lifestyle. Simple reason being, when you look at the average age in Zambia right now, we are fairly a very young population with an average age group of 16 years old. So our major target is the millennials. So we do everything centered around an ambitious young Zambian, enterprising, fashion-centric, pop culture. And obviously, there's so much huge demand for local content right now in Zambia. So that is the main focus for us as Diamond TV. It's lifestyle and pop culture.
You've outlined, and then Kenny, maybe you could just drill down into why your audience and why you decided to target specifically the youth with your station.
Okay, so for those of you that don't know, I think we started with a very, very different format when we got to Lusaka. And I think over the years we've evolved. Really, I work with the principle that if something is not working, there's absolutely nothing wrong with you changing until you find the formula. So if you see, Lusaka has so many radio stations, and I think I've met so many times, I've heard people say, all radio stations in Lusaka sound the same. Like when you move to this dial, everything sounds the same. I'm not sure whether that is true or not, but you know what I will say is we decided to go the youth way because when we looked at what was going on in Lusaka on the radio scene, there was no station that was deliberately youth. So we thought, look, why don't we fill this void? The other thing also is that the youth form up about 66% of the population of Zambia. So that's a majority. So it's a very, very important demographic. And then also, I always say this. I'm surprised that I'm saying this in front of competition, but it's a it's a summit, so I'll say it anyway. So for me, what helps me see what the trends are is the telecoms. The telecoms have huge amounts of money they invest in research and all of that. But you see, for all of us that are in business, we don't also need to spend that amount of money, but we can just watch what they're doing. So for example, if you take a drive around Lusaka, you realize that they're advertising, the people that they're talking to now, they're talking to young people, meaning something is happening in that demographic. And I think for us as a radio station, That is a direction that we decided to go to. If you look at the figures in terms of who the biggest consumers of data are, it's the young people. So we thought it was going to make business sense for us to target the young people. But also my passion for young people and the young people that we're working with at the radio station, we thought this is what we wanted to do.
It's interesting. Ryan Till is at the back, and Ryan was CEO of Prime Media Broadcasting, which is probably the biggest media monolith maybe on the continent. And 702, which is a talk radio station, actually started off as a music station in the 80s. And that's one station, if you want to look at case studies of stations that evolve, which is to your point about analyzing and seeing what's working and what's not. It moved from a music station to a talk station, broadcasting with a specific focus. And then over the years, it's changed. It's like it keeps evolving with the times. And it's no longer talk radio 702, now it's just branded as 702. So that's another interesting case study. Now, initially, when Kamiza asked the question, I think maybe I was, I didn't have my glasses on. How many people do want to start stations up in your dream of that? All right, cool. I'll tell you why I'm going to ask you guys to tell your stories of the motivation behind your stories. Why I don't want to own a station ever in my life is I was with Moses and Asanyama when they were starting QFM. They took me to the top of Findico House, and then they said, so this is our transmitter. And then Moses said these words, which put me off completely. He said, so once we switch it on 22nd October, then it's on forever. When he said on forever, I'm like, I don't want commitment. That goes that deep, you know. So I'm a short-term project-by-project guy, you know. So stations are not for me. But why are you happy with being that guy who starts a station. Like, and feel free to kind of, you know, because obviously there's Kenny, the brand. Feel free to just kind of share from your heart so that, you know, if somebody is here and romanticizing about the idea because they think it's a nice thing to own a station. Tell us what it is like in real life, and Costa, you do the same, and then we're done.
Okay. My passion for radio started way back. I remember the days of Radio Mulungushi. I used to listen to Jack Amuza a lot, for those of you that got a chance to listen to him. And I joined the Radio 4 fan club because I was very passionate about radio. But something about me when I was growing up is my mother knew that the biggest punishment she could ever give me is to take a radio set away from me. Because at home, we'd do so many things. She'd buy presents, people would watch TV and all of that. For me, listening to radio is what made me happy. So my love for radio started from there. So listening to radio, I think it grew into wanting to speak on radio. So obviously, when I listened to Jack Amuza, I would imitate him. You know, I'll be alone at home and, you know, just play music and, you know, like, do like I'm on radio and stuff like that. And it started from there. But the truth of the matter, guys, is that I've reached a point where I'm involved in maybe like three radio stations. I'm hoping to get involved in more. That's where the ambitious part kicks in.
Damn.
Yeah, but it's not an easy road. That's just the truth. I always say this. You know, the road to success is always under construction. And many times you meet people that will tell you, you're too young, you can't do this. You know, when we go to school, unfortunately, in our schools, we're not taught how we can run our own businesses. We're always just taught how we can work in a bank, okay, how we can work for the government and all of that. But there's absolutely nothing impossible in doing what you love to do. You know, many times you want to try out something and, you know, you just hit a brick wall and you give up. But you see, there's a difference between being knocked down and being knocked out. I think what I've experienced in my life is that I've been knocked down many times. The difference is that when you're knocked down, you can get up and carry on. But when you're knocked out, you're out completely. Okay? So it's very, very important to just believe in yourself and actually move forward. Okay? So where I've come from, it hasn't been easy. It's still not easy. Those of you that are in Lusaka today, Lusaka Radio is very, very competitive. I remember I was having a talk with K-Plus the other day. He was asking me, how is Power FM managing to be seen in Lusaka? You know? I think it's an issue of being innovative, trying to be different, trying to take the brand out there. It's never easy. But I think just in conclusion, I know I've seen a lot of hands go up of people that want to set up radio stations. It's not impossible. It is possible. And I will tell you that when we started to set up the first radio station, we had the idea, but we didn't even have the money. But what we did is that we partnered with somebody that had the money, and we set up the radio station. And when we ran the station for about 5-6 years, I had an opportunity to put money together. I did not get a loan because I'm not very comfortable with the rates and the banks and all of that. So many bad things happen here. That's my experience. Others will tell you, don't use your money, use the bank's money. But for me, I'm comfortable using my money to do something because then I have a peace of mind. I'm thinking that if with Power FM, I borrowed from the bank when I started, I think 9 months or a year and a half there about later, the bank would have grabbed the radio station because what we projected we're going to make is really not what we made. Okay, we had people who stepped up and said, yeah, you're setting up a radio station, no problem. I'll give you a contract. When we set up the station, people stopped picking up the phones. So these things happen. But you see, when you experience those kind of things, it's not time for you to quit. You always need to keep fighting. Okay? So we set up the station and, you know, after making a bit of money, saving up and whatnot, I thought I wanted to do a station on my own so that I'm very expressive in terms of what I want to do. Partnerships are very good. It's easy when you're in partnership and you have problems because you get together and you sort it out, okay? But again, when you have a company that you have a vision for, a company that you have a good level of control with or of, it becomes a bit easy for you to drive. Because, sorry to say, but I feel like I'm able to see beyond what many people are not able to see. Like, others will see up until this wall, okay? When I'm building something, before I actually finish building it, I'm always envisioning how it's going to look when it finishes. Okay. So in conclusion, you know, we like to talk. Chilu said, no, it's going to be quick, but you know, we get paid to talk. I might not finish talking, but the only thing I want to say is that when you are about to do a project, okay, always have an open mind. There's a saying that goes, a mind is like a parachute. It works better when it's open. So be open-minded. Go through the challenges. One day you get there. And then also, you can't climb the ladder of success with your hands in the pocket. I won't explain further. Thank you.
Costa. Nice one.
Well, I think for me, I would rather just add and supplement to what Kenny has said. Our journey as Diamond TV is one that has just begun. We are 1 year and 3 months on air. Everything that Kenny has said resonates to all of us. I'm a product of radio myself. I trained at Evelyn Hone College, did my journalism, and I started my radio at Hone FM. I've known Kenny from a very long time. He will tell you I used to organize gigs on the Copper Belt and things like that. Coming into TV, obviously I worked. I've worked in the newsroom as a reporter, as a news editor. I served as general manager for Movie for 10 years. And there came a time, and this is what I just want to speak, especially for me, it's a very exciting time for Zambia, and especially with young people. The biggest challenge we have really is ourselves, as some presenters have already said. We don't believe in ourselves. We've spoken about the PhD syndrome, the pull him down and things like that. Believe it or not, being on the top is a very lonely journey. Because Zambians enjoy the failure story. We worry so much about not trying because what are people going to say about me when I fail? And that's where we need to start from. Because I'll envy Kenny. He has a radio station. Alayumfwa. Okay, that's one of the biggest things.
Hey, we got some international guests. Alayumfwa in English, a.k.a. he feels himself.
He's a proud guy or he's boastful, but...
Which might be true. No, I'm teasing.
But for me, I think we need to remove the fear of failure. Nobody ever died trying. And Zambia is a very interesting, you know, place, especially with social media. I thought I had known myself, not until I saw what is written about me on social media. Really, in terms of how much money I have, who is behind me, and so on. We've got a workforce of 65 people right now. Our wage bill is around 300,000 kwacha, which is about $30,000 per month. We have an operational overhead cost of about $66,000 per month because TV content is not that cheap. And so with those figures, it's not easy. It's not easy. But what drives me? Like Kenny has said, everybody needs to have a vision. Where do I get my vision? Again, it's from figures. If you're looking at a country that has got 14% of internet penetration, you've got a country that has 762,000 square kilometers with only a population of 16 million. You've got a country where you've got young people, like he said, 65% plus. So what am I trying to say? Like in the TV business, you only have less than 2 million people in this country have got access to TV. And you've got over 13 million people on mobile telephone with SIM cards. About 6 million of those are on the internet. What am I trying to say? For me, I have a vision where TV, radio, and all these devices, tablets, the phone, will eventually merge, not even in the near future. Now they are merging because, like I keep on saying, it's all about content. So even somebody thinking of doing radio or TV today, it even becomes much more cheaper than it was when we were starting because somebody can produce content without having to invest in a transmitter. All you need is your creativity, is your content because where we're going now, you monetize through your content, you monetize through your creativity. And the trends in terms of customer consumption of content, people are buying what they want in their own free space and in their own space. So even with TV, that's why as Diamond TV, our tagline is TV reinvented. Because we realize that if we have, for example, a magazine show on TV in the morning, our competition is not another TV station. It's a radio station, because many people are in their cars, they're on the buses, listening to radio stations. We want to find synergies of how, and we're about to do that right now, how we plug breakfast shows on radio onto TV. How we also understand right now that people don't consume content. For example, it was tradition in Zambia where 19 hours... It was tradition where 19 hours is the time when you need to watch news. But if today HH and President Lungu have a handshake, it's all over social media before it's 19 hours. So nobody wants to, everybody would have seen the crumbling of the Black Mountain minutes and seconds after it happens. So nobody's going to sit and wait for primetime news. And we realize that. So we know that our content needs to go into the social media space. Our content needs to merge with radio. The beauty about it is also that as Google, as Apple, as Facebook, Netflix, and all of these, you know, are coming, they are coming into Africa. They are coming our way. So how do we safeguard ourselves? It's only through unique and creative content. And I believe that the African content, the African story, is so protected right now, and it's highly on demand. I mean, just look at the success of the Black Panther, and that's where the world is really going. It's looking for new, raw content and talent. So in conclusion, all I can say, like Kenny has said, it's not an easy thing. They've got more experience and tenacity than we have. But with managing, being in a management position at Movie, it's helped me to learn from the mistakes we've made in the past and move on with a future focus into the vision. But my plea, I think Zambians must begin to have a mindset change. We've reached a level where we need to begin believing in ourselves, and we need to begin to start networking for the betterment of not only being successful, but also protecting our own. I must say this. Kenny is sitting right here. I know that Power FM has a TV license, and for me, it's not competition.
You heard that on social media.
No. Well, I know that for a fact, because behind the curtains, we sit, we discuss, he would pick a phone call, advise on ABCD. We also have ambitions of setting up, you know, Diamond Radio in other parts, you know, of the country. So we're cannibalizing each other, but it's good for the industry, it's good for job creation. Basically, we just need to be confident in ourselves.
All right, so I don't know whether I concluded, but I think I'm now finally concluding. So one thing that's very key in a setup like this is also the power of networking. I think Costa mentions that we speak behind the scenes. Right now, we have an agreement with Costa, with them on TV, where we're advertising them on radio, they're advertising us on TV. Now, just bringing it back to where we are here. First things first, it makes me very proud, and I see Tandi standing in front and talking about Radio Phoenix, because I'm a product of Phoenix. And I think I was speaking to Duni earlier, I was saying part of the discipline that I have in the industry I'm in is because of the training I underwent at Radio Phoenix under Mrs. Pemba. Chile knows this. Yeah. Now, just really quickly, other than what I do, I'm also a Mandela Washington Fellow. Okay. I got an opportunity to be chosen among 500 young African leaders to travel to the US under President Obama's Young African Leaders initiative. I'm saying this because I've realized that I've got friends from Zimbabwe, and one of them I went for the fellowship with him, Napoleon, he was in front here. These guys have traveled all the way from Zimbabwe to come and attend this summit. That's how important it is. Ladies and gentlemen, can you guys stand up, please, and let's just give him a big round of applause. This is really humbling. Yay, yay, yay! Thank you.
I can see some Zambians in the back standing up for applause, pretending they're... Thank you so much for your attention. Costa earlier on was giving all these figures, 6 million, this and this. What am I trying to say? 7 million. And I'm thinking, what am I trying to say? And I'm thinking, you're trying to say you're good at numbers. We see you. Behind the scenes, last thing I'm going to say, Kamisa, you can even come and stand up and push us off the stage. is that what you also don't realize is that these stations also support the Radio Summit in more ways than you know. Power FM have supported like in big ways. I won't go into itemize it, but some of the things that have happened logistically wouldn't have been possible without them. Similarly with Diamond TV, and I appreciate that. Hot FM should have been here as well. They came to the party. If you guys want to also get more information, Dumi is a good man to speak to, as you also chat about ownership and setting up stations and stuff like that. They're great minds in this room. So that is all. Thank you so much for your time.